The Supreme Court on Monday put on hold the sale of debt-laden Essar Steel to ArcelorMittal for 42,000 crore. A bench headed by Justice R.F. Narimon will now hear the matter on August 7, according to the Press Trust of India. In the meantime, a committee will monitor the cases heard. The Courtants Quo's decision came on a plea by a consortium of lenders led by State Bank of India against the July 4 order National Company Law Appellate Tribunal and Quo's NCLA. The tribunal had said that Essar Steel and No. 39's operational creditors had to be treated on a par with financial creditors, with each set getting 60.7% of their claims on a pro rata basis. The financial creditors had said that the bankruptcy court and Quo's ruling to modify the distribution of proceeds would hamper corporate lending and impact future investments by foreign investors. Apart from banks, ArcelorMittal had also challenged the tribunal and Quo's order. The tribunal had asked ArcelorMittal to not claim any share from Essar Steel and Quo's profit of 4,000 crore which it earned during the insolvency period, said a Bloomberg report. The Supreme Court also admitted ArcelorMittal and Quo's appeal against the tribunal and Quo's ruling. Global steel tycoon Lakshmi Mittal led ArcelorMittal and No. 39's 42,000 crore bid for Essar Steel and Quo's acquisition has seen multiple legal hurdles as the stressed steel firm tries to repay debt of around 54,000 crore. Already, the company and Quo's bankruptcy resolution process has stretched for over 700 days. In April, the apex court had halted the payment by ArcelorMittal after a dispute between the lenders on the distribution on funds. Essar Steel was one of India and Quo's top 12 corporate defaulters that were referred to bankruptcy courts in 2017. And NBSP,